Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Baidem. My co-host, Brother Abdul, he's having a car problems. He said he would join us as soon as he possibly can. But in the meantime, I welcome our listeners this evening. Unfortunately, we're talking about a subject that is not very pleasant to talk about, but it's one that look like it's a must at this time. And of course, we're talking about the justice and the police brutality that's going on all over this country. So we're going to open our mics up this evening, and we're going to have a general discussion with all of you that have some concerns about the problems that we're going through, especially even this pandemic that we're even dealing with. But giving everybody a chance to call in, and of course, giving you that call-in number. The call-in number, of course, is 657-383-1372. Again, 657-383-1372. And you'll be able to come on the station and join in on our general conversations. Giving everybody a chance to call in, I am going to take a small station break. And when we come back from our station break, we will immediately go right on into tonight's discussion. So I'll be right back in just a few moments with this evening's discussion.
Baidem & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Baidem & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BaidemAndAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And all thinking people today who have been oppressed are revolutionaries. Anytime you find somebody today who's afraid of the word revolution, get one out of your way. They're going to go on here. He's behind the times. He hasn't awakened yet. This is the era of revolution. Now, I'm going to just take time to clarify what I mean before some of these pencil scratches misquote me. You know, this was 3 years ago, the American press was calling European struggle a revolution. Negro revolution. Negro revolution. Now, they didn't mind calling it that, and they didn't mind you referring to it as that, because they knew what was happening was no revolution. But if you start using the word revolution in its real sense, then they get shady. They start classifying you as a fanatic or something subversive or seditious or other than a law-abiding person. But today, if you don't understand, we're living in an era of revolution, which means an era of change. When people who are being oppressed want to change, and they don't want a gradual change. They don't want to change to come day by year by year, or week by week, or month by month. They want to change right now. Students all over the world are the ones who bring about change. Old people don't bring about change. I mean, I'm not saying this is getting anybody this old, because if you're ready for some action, you're not old. But if you're not ready for some action, I don't care how young you are, how old. As long as you want some action, you're young. But anytime you begin to sit on the fence and your toes not shaking because you're afraid too much action is going down, then you're too old. You need to get on out of there. Some of us get too old while we're still in our knees.
So again, brothers and sisters, welcome back to tonight's show. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Baidem. I am, of course, we're going to open the mics up because I don't have the answers to the problems that's going on in this country, but we as a community and as a nation, we're going to present our problems, and we're going to definitely present a solution. I will start off by saying I am a Vietnam veteran, and I go back to saying that because when I think about the military the other night and how they cleared a path for Donald Trump, and when I say cleared a path in Vietnam, that's what we did when we needed to clear an area as to where no one would be in that area but ourselves or someone that was be a VIP, then we would clear a path for that person. And usually that was done but with artillery and all kinds of bullets. The other night it was done with cannons and tear gas. But the United States military, for the first time in history, has fired upon its own citizens. So I just don't, like I said, I don't have the answers, but collectively we will have the answers. I am going to go to the mics, and like I said, all our mics are going to be open, and I'm everyone can start off by giving me their opinions or just saying what is on your mind. But I'm going to start these mics, open these mics up early tonight. As a matter of fact, the mics are open right now, so the first callers, you can introduce yourself and go ahead and tell us just how you feel about what's going on as far as the racist problems that we're having, especially with our police departments and look like our justice departments. So again, our mics are open. Listeners, welcome to the show. Again, anyone who wishes to make comments, I'm going to open the mics. If not, I will continue to express my opinions. But again, I don't have the solution on this. It's going to take all of us to recognize the problem that we've been confronted with now for hundreds of years, and then come up with our solutions collectively. So again, the mics are open. Welcome to the show. Yes, go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
How are you? My name is Sean Jones. I was invited by Director Stone. In my opinion, I think this is you have to look at it as a good thing because it's a beginning, okay? You don't want to see all the vandalism, especially when we're vandalizing our own community and destroying, hopefully, unfortunately, probably some black businesses and or people making a living in that area. But you have to, at this point, we have a base where we can grow from now. Now, the key is going to have to be black cooperatives. We can't expect other races or the government to do it for us. So, we have enough wealth within our community where we can start our own banks or, if just think if all the musicians and hip hops put a fourth of their money into black businesses or black banks that were focused on, supplying loans for black businesses or, tutoring in programs for black businesses. I think that would be a start, in my opinion.
By all means, brother, you hold that point because that's one of the emphases we want to continue to speak on for the rest of the evening. Economics, of course, is, in my opinion, is our main key. So we're going to give me your name again, brother.
Jones.
Okay, Mr. Jones or Brother Jones, we'll get right back with you and hopefully we'll have more emphasis on what you're saying. Again, brothers and sisters, the mics are open. We're starting off with hearing from you. All right. Again, the New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street, yes, businesses of both associations go back, have an old history. when it comes to black economic developments. The New Africa Business Association was started way back in the early 20s, and of course it was started by our leader then, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we know during the times of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm and all of those that started the Nation of Islam, we knew at that point that there was more businesses in the United States at that time than ever that was recorded in history. Then we also know that in the early 20s, Black Wall Street, as to where they control, I understand, and we'll have experts to come on to speak about, but Black Wall Street, we know their history and how powerful and how economical they were during that time. So the power of black economics is what's been carrying this country ever since there was a United States. We all know that the city of New York was built entirely by African-American slaves. So again, the power of the African-American and the African-Americans' contributions to the American economy, there is no amount that you could really say this is the value, because we're invaluable when it comes to what we've done economically for this country. But like the young man was just saying, economics is the key to the black African Americans' powers, because again, if we was in control, when I say in control, because remember, we're the ones who are making this money and we're the ones who are spending this money. But I can say that our spendings, our consumer spendings, is our proof, because our consumer spendings is showing us that we're spending over $1.3 trillion in just consumer spendings alone. So again, the amount of monies that flow through our communities is the power of that of our communities, and it's the power that we have. But when you take it, you take and consume this power, and more or less keep the money flowing out of your own communities and not directly into your community, then you will never realize your powers. This is why it's so important that we put businesses in our own communities and even become vested. Like the young man was saying, if you look at some of the well-established African-Americans in this country, how they can become vested with the communities. And yes, we could have our own banks and other financial institutions that bring about financial independence. That is our real power. So again, economics and business development is what the New Africa Business Association, and along with Black Wall Street, that's what we're all about. This evening, I didn't intentionally put too many business emphases on our program this evening because of what's going on in the country. But no, we could never, ever, ever get away from the thought of building businesses in our communities. And I know right now, as bad as it is, this is a very good opportunity time for African-Americans to start building businesses in our communities. Again, our mics are open. Everybody who is out there is able to speak along with myself. So I am going to, again, say good evening. Those of you who have comments about business, politics, or whatever you think is something that should be spoken on this evening, the mics are open, and you have your chance to be heard. Good evening.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Sister Rahima, Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is a very exciting time for me because everything that you all are talking about, you know, I have an expression that, I heard what you said, now what are you going to do? So this is a very exciting time for people in North Tulsa, because we, God willing, will get a chance next year to implement exactly what you all are talking about. And expect for you all to be there, be in Tulsa. The city has gotten $25 million to, as they usually do. They usually, Martin Luther King Day, they took that over, and now, they've taken the black, the centennial over. They have a commission, and they know how to get the money and where the money is. But the money doesn't always mean, as you all know, doesn't always mean anything. Just like Lucent Enterprises, if you all remember Lucent Enterprises, they were at the top of the chart about 30 years ago. And, I mean, everybody was investing in Lucent Enterprises. They got into technology, and technology is the way to go nowadays. But they were getting into this technology, and they were so into the technology, like a lot of us are so into the money, they didn't think about the people. So the old people who had been at Lucent Technology for years, they were making those black telephones we had? Everybody and his mama had a black telephone. They were making those phones, and for their two as biggest customers were the state of Maryland and Johns Hopkins University. So the man who, the head honcho, he said, okay, I want a raise. I said, you're kidding. All the money you're making, we're not giving you a raise. He says, if you don't give me a raise, I had three daughters working there. One is an engineer. She says, if you don't give me a raise, I'm going to blow the whistle, because I inflated the books to make the numbers look like better than they were looking. So they still didn't give him a raise. He blew the whistle, and the whole thing collapsed. Lucent Enterprises collapsed. Now, today what's happening is, IT is the way to go. I mean, AI, what do you call it? Artificial intelligence. This is where the Europeans are putting their money. Stockholm, California is the richest county in the country, and they none of those people work. They're investing in 5G. That's their main thing, investing in 5G and artificial intelligence. So where does that lead the people like us? It leaves us unemployed. So we can't go the way they go. We've got to do for ourselves. And that's what the Black Wall Street next year, what we're calling it the Black Wall Street Centennial Family Affair. Because we are going to go back to family. We're going to show people how to deal with their children, how to get their children interested in business. We expect for all of you to help us, because we're going to set up workshops. We expect for the New Africa Business Association to have a tent or a booth that, people can come to and question and invest and whatever. Brother Sean Jones, you were on last week. I've forgotten what you do. Are you doing the drama, the movie?
I'm actually, it may be another Sean Jones, but
okay.
Just the Earth of Stone from
right
here in Houston. I'm a new member, actually. She invited me on tonight.
Oh, okay. This is your first time on the program?
I'm in the hospitality restaurant business. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Oh, okay, great. Great. Okay. Well, then you will probably work very closely with Black Wall Street USA, because if Brother Bonham can correct me, I think you all kind of handle that, even though we have our person who will be there here to show you, where you can set up and this and that. But we're going to, you can partner with them, and we're going to work out the food thing, because we don't want our people going to any we call fast food joints or downtown to get some food. We're going to have some of the churches open up their kitchens where we can have our food in these kitchens, and the people who come can buy their food locally from us. So that's just one of the examples that we're going to do. With the finances, we're going to have a finance booth. We're going to have everything one needs in a community. We're going to invite the nine ministries of the Nation of Islam to come in. Minister Farrakhan had given them a program that they were supposed to implement, say, about almost 15 years ago, and a lot of them dropped the ball. But some of them are off and running very, very well. For example, the Ministry of Health, I don't know if it's called Health and Welfare or Health and Human Services, but it's the Ministry of Health. And the brother who is here in Oklahoma City, that ministry is going very well, and they've connected with a lot of other health ministries in other cities. So I know that they're going to have a booth. We're going to have workshops that will probably do a workshop where people can ask questions. And like I say, there are nine ministries. That's just one of them. My husband and I were in Tulsa. We were over the Ministry of Agriculture. So we were trying to get the people to buy bulk. And if the Muslims, we don't have a lot of Muslims here, so we didn't sustain it very well. But we wanted to buy, and California, you know how California is, they just ran with that. I mean, that brother was, they had truckloads of organic foods coming in to help the people, to teach the people how to store, get ready for hard times like we're getting ready to have right now, get ready for this famine that we're getting ready to have right now. And so these ministries have been invited, will be invited to come in and set up so we can help our community to learn how to be completely independent. We want to recapture not only the spirit, but the practice of Black Wall Street. We're going to make sure that everything we need is going to be on the north side. If we need a stage, if we can't find one, we're going to build one. I'm telling you, we're really serious about this. I'm very excited about it. I don't know if Sister Joyce Williams is on the phone, but she was talking about taking the children to a town outside of Tulsa where they can do a whole lot of stuff like fishing and being a part of a petting farm and seeing horses and all that wonderful stuff. So I'm going to stop right there if there are any questions or somebody else may want to say something. But I'm just saying to everybody, get ready for 2021. So it'll be 100 years since the Tulsa Massacre, and we're not going to mourn it. We're going to relive it. Thank you for letting me share. Peace.
Thanks so much. Is Sister Williams on the phone? Is Sister Joyce Williams with us? Okay,
I'll give her a call.
Okay, thanks so much. Our mics are still open. Our mics are going to be open for the rest of the evening, so you can either come in and tell us about your concerns or introduce your business. It's a wonderful time. We always open for network marketing and identifying one's business. So our mics are open. Callers, good evening. Welcome to the New Africa and Black Wall Street Business Association.
Good afternoon. This is Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and I want to say assalamu alaikum and greetings, brothers and sisters, and Brother Bilal. I'm on and ready to go up and listen to the show as I was transitioning, but wanted to let you know I'm on and that, and the topics was good, and I definitely like what the sister's talking about, you know, doing for self and giving the children opportunities to see how their food is grown, as well as, you know, just getting, you know, bringing our children up to par. This Wall Street effort next year looks like it's going to be good. Really good.
Brother Aziz, of course, like the sister just said, and this is the first time, in history, I've been a Muslim now for over some 30 some odd years.
Sure.
And this is the first time in history where our entire community are coming together.
that's 657 number.
Right. This is what happens when you open your mics up. Right. Everybody starts talking at the same time, but that's all right. Like I said, we're going to keep our mics open this evening. So, but anyway, this is the first time in history that you have our entire believers from both communities, Christians and Muslims, coming together to bring about financial and economical independence and power that our black dollar can have. So again, without any delay, I am going to go right back to the mic, and our mics are still open. So a call right on in and continue our conversation. Our mics are open for anyone who wishes to call in and talk about their business or the events that is confronting us, especially racism or some of the marches that we see that are going on. Our mics are open.
Well, you know, if I can just kind of say something about what do we do next, I think first and foremost, you know, and this may sound kind of crazy, but I love the History Channel, and right now I just watched this show about General Grant and during the time of the Civil War and how he systematically broke down the Southern Rebellion. And one of the main things he did was he cut down their lines of getting all their resources. The South at the time only basically had several resources, and the main one they had was free labor, African labor, slaves. But they had sugarcane and cotton, but they didn't have anything that was edible. Okay, so basically what he did was he systematically took over the railroad, so they couldn't get supplies into the troops or the people, and it broke their spirit. And I'm saying that to say that we as black people have to look at this, you know, as a war, a strategic war, but financially controlling our dollars, strategically directing our dollars. And you know, for one of them, like you were saying earlier, I believe that we have over $1 trillion worth of consumer something annually. You know, so I'm saying if we could just even, you know, I know we have the blackout days and things of that nature, but if we can truly funnel our dollars within the black community, I think one of the biggest tragedies that we have is we don't circulate our dollars like other races do. The Spanish community, the Jewish community, the Arabic community, you know, their dollars circulate within their community at least, you know, four or five times before it goes outside of their community. And I'm saying that to say, and there's a lot of things that goes with that. Of course, you know, owning black business, you know, ownership of black businesses plays a big part of that. But another part of that is possibly, you know, training of black people to have forms and being more into manufacturing. You know, those are the challenges that we have to do, and maybe not in this generation or in the next 10 years, but we need to have a 50-year plan, okay? You know, we weren't conditioned over 10 years, over 15 years. We were conditioned over 100 years to hate each other,
right,
to not trust a black business, you know, that our products were inferior. To even basically, as businesses, we have to be realistic. I did restaurant consulting to be lazy in business, okay? You know, one of the things I work mostly for, I'm originally from New Orleans. I live here in Houston now via Katrina, but I worked for Chef Emerald for years, okay? I was one of two black managers in that company before 2005. I came here and I worked for another Iron Chef owner, ran his restaurant, dropped in business, but never owned the business. I'm saying that to say that, you know, we have black managers and operators that can run their own business, but it's the opportunity to do so.
Right.
The tutorage,
You know, I was the chef that I worked for down here in Houston. He had a board. You know, the people who sat on his board were some people who worked for Chili's. You know, they worked for you know, the Dalton Group. You know, those are the people that he had advising him. And, you know, I'm sure they were paid something, but they were there to basically, you know, give him the answer. You know, people don't remember your failures. They just remember your successes, you know, and that's how we have to continue to look at it. Or that's what I'm conditioning myself. And, you know, the sister I have, Andai, you know, she's been in business selling incense and oils for over 25 years. And she would always say, you know, I'm speaking for me first. And that's what I'm saying. I'm talking when I'm, and I feel like I get preachy sometimes, but I'm speaking for me first. These are things that I have to work on. I have to know my shortcomings and be willing to accept, you know, constructive criticism, not critical criticism, but constructive criticism. And you know, two people can't have a constructive conversation, right? Because if you're on opposite sides of that conversation, that's an argument. But anytime you have three or more, then now you can have a constructive conversation. You know, we need leaders who can be able to give us a different opinion of how to attack the business world. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay. Again, mics are open. Next caller, any comments? The mics are open. Okay. If we don't have any comments, I am going to go right ahead, please.
I spoke with Sister Joyce Bynum, and she said she was going to come up. She was dealing with something, but she said she was going to come on if she is not on yet. But I wanted to, Brother Jones, he was really making a lot of sense. And our people have to learn some things or unlearn some things. Right now, I do a paper called Wall Street to Tulsa North, and I'm trying to put one together. And I'm trying to get the people to start thinking, getting away from some of their bad habits, and one of them is China. And so I'm going to do an article called Read the Labels. And it was listed that these are 10 of the worst things that you can put in your body that comes from China. Apple juice, because it's overloaded with pesticides. And so you have to read, because we would never think that apple juice comes from China, but trust me, a lot of apple juice comes from China. We already know that their waters are absolutely filthy. They have filthy waters, but they're used to dealing in filthy water, so they don't have a problem with using it. The next thing is cod and tilapia. They are farm fresh, farm grown in filthy water. And most fish that is farm-grown, there are a couple of exceptions, I can't remember what they are right now, but most farm-grown fish is really a mess unless you have an aquaponic system, and they're not trying to do that. Lamb, it said be careful with the lamb because the lamb might be rats. Now, I don't know how many people on the call saw that truckload of meat that came from China, and they were rats and some other kind of animal that they were farming out not only to the stores but to some of the restaurants. Wine, it says the wine that comes from China is mostly dyes, sugar, and coloring. Tea, it's in filthy water plus some other things. Salt, now they say the salt might be commercial salt. They claim that one of the best salts comes from out of Utah, and that's real salt. And then there's some other salts like that come from the Himalayas. So we have to be really really careful with our salt, because the salt is, you know, that's the problem that we have with the high blood pressure. But if you use sea salt will not give you high blood pressure. So we want to, you know, we have to teach our people, because where I am in Tulsa has a record of having the worst health history in the country. Of all the cities and towns in the United States, Tulsa has the worst health history. And we know that a lot of our people are dying from what's going on because their immune system is so jacked up. And so they're just going out, among other things. Watermelon. Now, I've had quite a few people, even Muslims, a couple of Muslims, I was surprised, were talking about, well, I had some watermelon yesterday. All of those watermelons are hothouse. Anybody who knows anything about the farming know those watermelons don't even come out until the end of June. So you're eating watermelons from last year. And then most of our people, because some of those, you know, brothers will come up with a truckload of watermelons and just, you know, stand, park on the corners and, you know, people will buy them. And you'll hear people saying, do you have any seedless watermelons? I don't want to be bothered with the seeds. You're dealing with unreal food when you deal with something that doesn't have any seeds. I just ate an apple that somebody gave me. I used to go to Sprouts store and get my food, but they gave me some food. So I ate this apple looking for a seed, and there were no seeds. And then they have all the problem about apples is that they have all these pesticides on it because worms love apples. But when is the last time you've seen a worm in an apple? Maybe when you were young, you ran into a worm in the apple, but not nowadays because they spray them with so much pesticide. So you've got to know how to use vinegar or baking soda or whatever to clean your food off before you put it into your stomach. And the last one is eggs. I don't remember what they said about the eggs. I think it has to do with the chicken because, you know, people used to say you are what you eat, but now they say you're not only are what you eat, but you're what you eat has eaten. So the thing that our people need to do is learn how to shop, how to read labels, and that's one of the things we're going to do, God willing, next year, teach the people how to read labels. A lot of stuff comes from Greenbrier Limited in North Carolina, I think it is. It says distributed by. That doesn't mean that's where it came from, but it's distributed by them. You got to be really, really careful when you read labels. So we've got to learn how to eat. We've got to learn how to shop. And we've got to learn how to share. That's what I was trying to get into with the artificial technology. But we have to learn how to do those three things. If we don't, we are not going to be successful. So I'll stop there. See if Sister Williams came in yet, or yield the floor. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for that. I would like to say that what the sister was, and sister, we can't wait until next year for you to continue to share that important information. You're going to have to come on periodically and continue to remind us and teach us because, as far as business, there are four essentials that we should be controlling at all times. And of course, one of the first ones is going to be food. So when it comes to our food, it's an essential, but we're the ones who have to control our food. Farming and processing of food is something that slaves taught white folks. So again, we already have that knowledge. It's a matter of going back to our basics and, of course, dealing with some of our ancestors who know those practices and learn that practice. But again, when it comes to food, when it comes to housing, when it comes to clothing, and when it comes to transportation, those are the four essentials of life. And those four essentials are those four businesses we should be in control of at all times. So again, getting in touch with our farmers is the first order of business because we're going to have to make deals with our farmers. We're going to have to put monies in these farmers' banks and in their possession where they can grow their produce as to where we can have these produce. Farmers can make a good living and we can have food as to where it's not controlled by outsiders who are out to destroy. So sisters, by all means, you're and everyone who's coming on, the New Africa Business Association. See, brothers and sisters, when it comes to information, we've been shared out for a long time. So again, the New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street, and having these communications avenues such as blog radio, but there are many avenues that you haven't been introduced to yet. We have our own national newspapers that are newspapers that are delivered, and these newspapers have been delivered in the African American communities now for over 100 years, called the Muslim Journal. So again, we're going to be using all of our avenues to bring about, like you said, the turnaround of that African American, of that dollar. We're going to turn that dollar around. And when we do, brothers and sisters, you can look to be extremely wealthy. Why can't you be? Anytime you're spending over $1.3 trillion, if you would just look at the percentages of African Americans and see how many of us would, what our returns would be if we turned around our own spendings and started doing business with each other. I am not going to take up all the time. Of course, you know, I can just go on and on when it comes to business and the power of the black dollar. But tonight it's a open mic, and I want to hear from the community. Brothers and sisters, the mics are open. We want to hear your concerns.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, please.
Gina Baker.
Oh, Miss Baker, go right ahead. This is one of our own. Miss Baker is our financial planner, and of course, any of you who have anything, how you incorporate your business or any information you need as far as business, this is your expert right here. Miss Baker, go right ahead.
I guess what I'd like to talk about is some of the loans that are still given out by the SBA, and I know a lot of small businesses didn't think they qualify, but you do qualify. It's just that basically you've got to have, you know, your figures together in order to apply for it. The big banks are just about done, but some other avenues, the small community banks and PayPal and Square and some of those are doing some of the loans now. So, and you have until June 30th to get your application in, because I think this is probably the last round of it, unless they come up with some more money. So I just want to encourage the small businesses to apply for it, even though with most of the small businesses are self-employed, it's only one employee, which that would be you, so you still can apply for it because you still end up paying yourself. So I just wanted to put that out there, and then your taxes are due July 15th. So just
How can one get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me at 301-332-6015. And my website is www.bakerfinancialservices, is abbreviated, it's SVCS.com.
And do we have our other director, Ms. Shalora Williams? Is Ms. Williams with us? Okay, that's the attorney. She represents the New Africa Business Association. Saying that to say, brothers and sisters, anytime you need professional information, New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street, we have the professionals that can help you. So again, we ask you, and I'm going to ask Brother Aziz to tell you now how you can get in touch with both the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street. And of course, we look forward to your membership. Brother Aziz, if you would.
For our listeners out there, every Wednesday, Eastern Standard Time, 7 to 8 p.m., we have the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C. Blog Talk Radio Show. And we have a call-in number in case you want to get calls. You're out there on the phone or you're your cell phone, and that call-in number is 657-383-1372. And again, that's 657-383-1372. And for internet participation, if you want to listen to us on the internet, but you probably can't talk back, that would be blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL-URL. And again, that's blogtalkradioshow.com/NABASSC-URL. Also, if you want to see what other offerings we have a website that you could go to and see some of the products and businesses that the New Africa Business Association sponsors. And that is New Africa Business ASSOC. That's New Africa spelled out in lowercase, New Africa Business, ASSOC.com. And for anyone that want to send us some email, we're New Africa BA. That's New Africa BA at gmail.com. Gmail.com. And if you want to contact us directly, we have our phone number. One of our phone number contact numbers is area code 301-234-9090. Again, that's 301-234-9090 or 202-903-7278. That's 202-903-7278. And also 516-847-2334. And that's 516-847-2334. And I also like to let you know about the program that we're going to have come on right after this. And it's a Black Wall Street program. And it's every Wednesday also from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that call number is area code 712-451-0683. And that's area code 712-451-0683. And the code that you will use once you use that, call that number in, is 614060#. Again, that code number after you dial the call-in number is 614060#. And I hope everyone got that information clearly. Back to you, my brother Bilal.
Thank you so much, Brother Aziz. And again, I will repeat immediately following our blog radio show, we will immediately go to Black Wall Street Northeast Region conference call. And of course, Brother Aziz just told you that conference number, the call-in number is 712-451-0683, and the access code is 614060#. Again, immediately following the Blog Talk Radio, we go to Black Wall Street Northeast Region conference, and that region covers from North Carolina all the way up to Maine. So all of your Virginias and North Carolinas, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, Delaware, New York, we look forward to your participating in your Northeast Black Wall Street region conference call following this program. So again, we're going to go right back to our mics are still open. So anyone who has any comments, good evening. Welcome to the show. Hello, callers. Welcome to the show.
I'd like to ask a question.
Please do.
All right. I'd like to ask Sister Baker, Is there some kind of a way we could write a request or make a loan for our event next year, the centennial, the Black Wall Street Centennial Family Affair next year? Because it's going to take some money to put it on. We need to get booths and, you know, special things for the children and you know, we need money.
Well, most of the money that you're looking at would come from SBA, and SBA is looking at businesses that are in business.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're looking at this like a special event or something for one time.
Well, we could
put
it under the Black Wall Street Market because they're the ones who's hosting it.
Okay.
But I don't know if that would be proper. I mean, it will boost their business, you know, because one of the things they're doing is teaching children how to grow. So they have regular classes for that, and the children are growing, you know, planting things. And then we have another program, a mentoring clinic for boys, you know, young boys who may be at risk. So, and that's all kind of tied in, but it's not like selling food. It's not like selling food, but it's, you know, it's teaching children.
But it's more like, just like you said, it's more like services, but just like you said, it's more like service, like you're selling some type of services.
Right.
It's not products. But just like you said, when you go through the SBA, just like you said, they're looking for you to actually have a business set up, and for what you're looking at probably, because SBA always have loans for small businesses, low interest loans. I mean, you looked at, you know, got to come up with a business plan and all that other stuff to go through like the regular loan process.
Right.
Wouldn't you need something like a historical grant, possibly? Would that something like that be available?
Well, yeah, or just like you said, and I was going to say that if you can find a grant, but then just like you said, you're going to need a grant writer.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's like I said. You're going to have to. I mean, look at the requirements of the grant, you know, just like you said. I mean, whoever the grant writer is can help you form it up. But just like you said, you have to sort of kind of look at, because grants are usually probably the best thing because they're into helping the community.
I see.
Okay.
The only problem I've had with grants is that a lot of times people, you have to, from my experience, you almost have to know the people who are doing the grant because they steal your plans and give it to their friends. I've had them to do this to me, and I've just gotten away from doing grants because of that reason. I did a grant one time for the state of Maryland. I forgot the name of the organization, but, you know, and we were planning on putting on a live performance at the Blacks and Whites Museum in Baltimore. And I had written it up to I contacted about 8 people to play certain parts, somebody, Malcolm X, that they were used to doing, and Harry Tubman, Mary McLeod Bethune, Sojourner Truth. I had all these people lined up, and I wrote this up in this grant, and they denied the grant, and I called them up and asked them why. I just knew it was a seller, and they gave me these reasons. And I said, well, none of those reasons were stipulations on the grant. The next year, they were doing my idea somewhere else at another white museum. I was really upset. You know, we did it anyway. We just couldn't pay the people, you know, but we did it anyway.
Right.
But problems sometimes when you're writing grants and people steal your stuff. You really got to know. I think you almost got to know somebody on the board so they'll make sure nobody steals your stuff.
I mean, it should be proprietary, and all that you have in there. I mean, you have to put that kind of wording in there too, because just like you said, you could have sued them.
Again, if I may. As far as the event that we're planning, or proposed to be planned. Does Black Wall Street, I know as far as the New Africa Business Association, I can go to many different directors in many different states, because we put on annual events every year. And we take, and like I said, we network with each other during the year, but at some point, we all are going to get together and see what the results of the networking throughout the United States and just what we're doing right now. Every state or every city or what have you is having their business networking and business identifications. But at the end of the year, now we're talking about putting on an annual event. That annual event, if we decide that that's going to be in Oklahoma, then the business folks that are a part of our local and national networkings are going to be the ones, along with the communities, that will be putting up our monies to have our event. To think that someone else is going to spend monies for something that we are you see, independence starts with doing for yourself. When you start looking for, I need someone else, and they're going to steal this and that, that's not independence, brothers and sisters. But like I said, as Muslims, we've been putting on annual events. Matter of fact, we had an annual event that should have gone on last month, but because of this pandemic, it was called off, and it's been put on. Do we have anybody from the National Muslims Business Conference? Is there anybody on the phone from the National Muslim Business Conference? We only have a couple of minutes, but if so, would you identify yourself? Okay, well, I can say that first of all, we need to see what Black Wall Street, because I cannot speak for Black Wall Street. But again, if this is a program that Black Wall Street, along with the New Africa Business Association, is planning on putting on in Oklahoma, then it's one that we need to start planning, and we need to announce this to business folks all over the country so they can come and participate in this annual event, showing what we're doing locally and what we're accomplishing nationally, and what we can accomplish together nationally. So again, I invite all to come on to the next program. We can continue many of our discussions, and that would be the Black Wall Street Northeast Region Conference. That's following this program. That call-in number is 712-451-0683, access code 614-060#. So again, information and sharing information and getting whatever conference we want to accomplish, we can easily do that. So again, until next week.
Brother Bonner, excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. Is that number 451 or 452?
It's 451-0683.
Okay.
Yes, and
okay,
so join us because we're getting ready to go off, but join us on the conference call. We will continue this conversation along with other conversations because we do have a special guest coming up at 8:00. So until next week, come right back, and we look forward to a continuation with the New Africa Business Association. Brothers and sisters, good evening.